where we will discuss about managing the supply chain for your e-commerce business. Supply chain starts right from procuring raw materials and products from your suppliers, storing it, sending it to the customers, and collection of payments from the customers. It also includes return logistics in case the customers want to return goods because either they don't want it or the products delivered were defective or not as per the expected quality or specifications. So we'll discuss managing supply chain, the concept of inventory, how it impacts the cost of running an e-commerce business operations. What are the strategies for e-commerce supply chain management? So the kind of logistics involved. So supply chain metrics, how do you measure the effectiveness and performance of your supply chain for your business? And how do you leverage information technology of supply chain management to improve performance and efficiency? So here is a visual representation of supply chain for an e-commerce business where the customer goes on to the e-commerce website or a mobile app or a social profile where they browse for products and they place order for the product. Either they pay online or they opt for cash on delivery. The e-commerce company selects the products. That's what the customer does. The payment either goes to the bank or in case of COD, the customer withholds the product till the delivery is made. The order is then shipped to or transmitted to the warehouse if the website is fulfilling its own orders. In case if it's like a drop shipping or a marketplace, it goes to the manufacturer or the distributor. The product is shipped to the customer. The customer receives the product. So from a customer perspective, this is the supply chain. Now, a broader view would also involve the e-commerce company procuring raw materials in case if they are manufacturing as well, or procuring goods if they are warehousing and other business models. But this is a visual representation from a customer's point of view, from the time they place orders, how the payment is made, and different entities involved when it comes to managing supply chain for your e-commerce business. So supply chain management, or SCM, is managing the flow of materials, information, and finances as they move in a process from supplier to manufacturer to wholesaler to retailer to consumer. So in this case, if it's the e-commerce company is also the manufacturer and the person selling to the consumer, then you don't have a wholesaler or retailer. You directly have supplier to the e-commerce company to the customer. In case if it is drop shipping, then it goes from the e-commerce website to the manufacturer or distributor who then supplies to the consumer. So there could be a different visual diagrams depending upon the model of the business model of the e-commerce website. The ultimate goal of any effective supply chain management system is to reduce inventory with the assumption that products are available when needed, maintaining some stock, some buffer stock, as categorizing base stock level at distribution center to meet the rate of requirement. So the idea is to minimize inventory on one hand and to be able to service customers just in time on the other hand. So managing both these extremes and maintaining a balance is the key to having an effective supply chain management system. You don't want a situation where you have a large inventory and not enough orders to fulfill. So customers are not placing orders, but you have a large inventory. That's a cost for you, and it will soon become a dead stock as customers stop ordering. And you don't want a situation when customers are ordering in bulk, but your inventory is not large enough. Hence, there is delay in delivery and customers have to wait for days and weeks to get their products. So effective supply chain strategy is to be able to manage lower inventory and lower delivery timeline. So a balance is what is required. So your e-commerce supply chain strategy often decides whether you positively leverage your company's potential for profit or allow opportunities to slip past. So you either lose money because you have a large inventory and products are not moving, you're paying for storage, and you're eventually paying for the dead stock, or you're losing orders and repeat orders because customers are not happy with the delivery timelines. And since you don't have products in stock, you lose potential customers from placing orders online. So you have to avoid both extremes. So here again is the flow of different category of information, material, finances, and info across the chain. So you have the suppliers, then you have the manufacturer or the product maker or the e-commerce website, then you have the distributor, and then you have the consumer. So you have product flow, which moves from supplier towards the consumer. Information flow, it flows both ways because there is some sharing of information by the seller and the buyer. And there are finances flow, which moves from the customer back to the supplier. So you have product flow, you have information flow, and you have the financial flow. So product flow is the flow of the physical product from supplier all the way down to the customer. This flow is usually unidirectional. That is, only flows one direction from supplier to customer. In case of return logistics, it comes in the other direction as well. So defective products may be returned by the customer, comes back to the manufacturer or the warehouse. Then you have information flow. Information flow is the flow of information from supplier to customer and from customer back to supplier. So this flow hence is bi-directional. That is, it goes both directions in the supply chain. Supplier to customer, seller to customer, customer to seller, or customer to supplier. Then you have the finances flow. The financial flow involves the movement of money from the customer to the supplier or the seller. So usually when the customer receives the product and verifies it, the customer pays and the money travels back to the supplier. So this again is in the COD. In other cases, in prepayment options, the customer first pays electronically and then receives the product. Now, in case there's a refund process, then the flow would be reversed as the seller or supplier has to refund the money to the customer. So let's now look at the different characteristics of the e-commerce supply chain. Now, for other businesses, what happens is usually they deliver material in batches, right? For example, if you are a regular manufacturer and if you're selling shipping your products to a retailer, for example, you deliver it in batches. But in e-commerce, you have to actually plan and deliver even single items to a remote customer, like one t-shirt or one toy or one mobile phone. You have to even plan and deliver and ship even single items to remote customers. That's what makes it more dynamic and more difficult. Customer may decline to receive the item. And it happens, especially in the COD scenario where customers choose to pay cash on delivery. At times, they deny to accept the item because they may have bought it and then changed their mind. And since they haven't paid for it, they deny to accept the order. And in that case, there is reverse logistics involved. So these are some category and industry specific supply chain problems for the e-commerce industry. So we could break it into three segments, the e-commerce supply chain components. One, you have upstream, you have internal, and you have the downstream. The upstream is basically the sell side where you deal with the suppliers and the vendors. Internal is within the organization, assembly and information flow, and downstream is towards the customer, distributors, retailers, and customers. So upstream supply chain includes the activities of a company with its suppliers, raw material suppliers or finished product suppliers. In the upstream supply chain, the major activity is procurement, and that could again include either raw materials, semi-finished goods, or finished goods. So procurement is a process made up of a range of activities by which an organization obtains or gains access to the resources, materials, skills, capabilities, facilities. So not just physical good, it also includes manpower. It may include even a storage space, vendors who give you a storage space or an office space. So everything related to procurement to be able to fulfill the obligation to the customer is what's in the upstream supply chain component. So it's the supply side for the e-commerce business. Then you have the internal supply chain. This includes in-house processes within the company used in transforming the inputs received from the suppliers into the outputs that the company sells to the customer. So it extends from the time the inputs enter the organization to the time that the products go to the distribution outside the organization. So this would change depending upon whether you procure raw materials or whether you procure finished goods. So this would include storage in a warehouse, communication between the main office and the warehouse, the packaging center, the dispatch center. So everything that happens internally within the organization. And then you have the downstream component. The downstream part of the supply chain includes all activities involved in delivering the products to the final customer. So if you have different layers, like traditional businesses where you have distribution centers, retailers, customers, or if you are D2C brand, you directly sell to consumers, it's eliminating the layers of distributors and retailers and directly going to the customers. So in the downstream supply chain, attention is directed at distribution, warehousing, transportation, and after sales service. In case of cash on delivery, it also involves collection of payment from the customer on delivery of the product. So let's then look at the prime processes of supply chain management. We spoke about procurement in downstream, in upstream. Then you have the planning of production. So in case if you procure raw materials, after you source raw materials, you purchase and the raw materials are supplied, then comes the planning of production. So the scheduling of production, the shipping logistics, you'll have different reports, you'll have the packaging department, you'll have to maintain an inventory, and then comes the supplier management. So here you have to reserve capacity in terms of how much can you store, what's the optimum storage that you would have for different products, different categories, different subcategories, how do you select your suppliers, then you will have to have business reviews with suppliers to ensure that quality standards and compliance standards are maintained. So there are three components: procurement, planning of production, and managing your suppliers. So these three are prime processes of the supply chain management. And you also have, when it comes to the customer facing operations, distribution, and the interface with the customer, which includes ordering, shipping to the customer, payment collection, and it also includes reverse logistics. Now that brings us to inventory, which we discussed at the start in our agenda, that inventory is a major cost, and an effective supply chain strategy is to maintain a balance between maintaining a low inventory and maintaining a low on-time delivery. If you can manage both as per the expectations of the customer and the cost that is justified for the inventory, then you have an efficient supply chain management strategy. Because inventory is a cost and that is blocked. You don't know when or if ever you will get enough orders for the stock that you have stored in the warehouse, because that's all futuristic. You have had a forecast basis which you have stocked items in your inventory. Now, whether you actually get those many orders or not is something that's just a forecast. You don't know that. Until and unless you receive orders and payments, inventory is just lying idle. It's using storage space. So it costs you to build inventory. Either you bought it or you manufactured it. So it's cost you to build inventory and it's costing you to store inventory because you are paying for that physical space and the upkeep of the stock. So inventory is the cost and it is blocked until unless a customer buys it. So when you are starting your e-commerce business, one of the major challenges relates to is inventory management and delivering the products to customers as per committed time. If you can manage both, if you can balance both, then you have a winning supply chain management strategy. Now, inventory management is the act of overseeing the volume, diversity, pricing, and location of a business's available products. And all these combined together ensure on-time delivery to the customer. Your volume needs to be sufficient enough to manage all future orders. You need to understand what's your lead time to refurbish the inventory in case if you start getting repeat orders. And at the same time, you should not be stocking more than what's required to procure goods as per your lead time for category-wise products. Look at diversity. So you need to maintain certain inventory as per the lead time demand for all your product categories. Pricing is important. How much does it cost you? The storage as well. Some products, for example, require cold storage. It's expensive. You need to consider pricing as well. Location has to be closest to your delivery centers to ensure there is least transit time when orders are received. So all these factors need to be considered to decide your optimum inventory level. Hence, forecasting becomes very important. So if a product is in stock, it's counted as part of the business's inventory and managed as it moves through the supply chain. Now, inventory management can benefit the business in many ways. First, it prevents overselling. When inventory isn't tracked, it can lead to you incorrectly listing available inventory. For example, you only have 10 units in stock for a particular t-shirt, for example. And since it's not been tracked, your website allows 25 customers to place order for the same design on a given day. But you only have 10 in stock. So out of the 25 orders, you can only service 10 customers. The other 15 will have to wait for you to get the item back in stock and then deliver it. So it could prevent overselling if you have visibility into your inventory. It also provides a better customer experience because they only buy what's available and you can inform them before they make a purchase about the estimated delivery time. So as a customer, if you are informed that, okay, you can buy this product, but it will take 7 days to deliver, you can plan your purchase. So it provides a better customer experience. Inventory management can help you track and forecast sales. So that again helps you accounting, business forecasting, and revisiting your business plan. Inventory management helps speed up shipping processes within the warehouse. When you don't rely on manual entry, you can quickly know that you have the inventory on hand to ship. You just don't know that you have the inventory. You also know where within the warehouse is the item stored. Hence, retrieval and shipping becomes easier and quicker. So let's look at the strategy for e-commerce supply chain management. Now, first, to come up with something that works for you, begin by asking yourself the following questions. Now, will you manufacture or resell products? That changes everything. If you manufacture, you have a higher lead time because you have to procure raw materials, you have to plan for your production schedule, or you have to look at your production yield. If you only resell, you have to just look at suppliers and respective lead times and cost. Will you keep an inventory or not? For certain items, for example, if your customer expects delivery within 3 days and your time to deliver, let's say, is just one business day and your lead time to procure is also 1 day. So 1 plus 1, 2 days is less than the expected 3 days as per customer's expectations. You don't need to maintain an inventory. You can place orders every time you receive orders from the customers. Again, you also have to figure into it the minimum buy requirements. So in case if your minimum buy requirement from your vendor is 10 units and you every day get, say, on an average 12 to 15 orders, you know you can wait to receive orders and then buy. But in case if your minimum order quantity is 10 and you only receive 2 or 3 or 5 orders in a day, you'll always have to place orders for 10 and wait for another 1 or 2 days. So you will always have some stock in your inventory. So you'll have to decide, looking at multiple factors, whether you will keep an inventory or not. And how much control do you want over the packaging and shipping? Do you want to get the products in your own warehouse, manage it, label it, and ship it yourself? Or do you trust your vendor to directly ship it from their warehouse to customer directly? Another important consideration. Then, how critical is price control to your business model at this stage? The more price sensitive you are, the more inventory conscious you have to be as an e-commerce business startup. What volumes and values will you are dealing in? So again, forecast becomes important. How many orders can you expect? What's the lead time? What's the lead time demand? All these help you calculate your inventory requirement. And are you in the business of economy product categories or luxury product categories? Again, it changes your margin and it changes the kind of experience in terms of packaging and shipping the customer expects. So ask yourself these questions when you have to decide on your inventory strategy and your supply chain management strategy. Let's now look at the three different strategies to manage the e-commerce supply chain. First is using 3PL providers for managing supply chain. These are outsourced third-party end-to-end logistics providers. 3PL partners offer the following services. They offer transportation. They offer warehousing, so you don't have to store inventory. They provide you warehousing as well, along with transportation. They also offer you distribution to your retailers, to your direct customers. They also offer you shipping and receiving and order fulfillment. So in an e-commerce business, an order fulfillment is not just about making sure that the goods reach the buyer. The goods must be the right goods. They must reach on time and in good condition. And 3PL partners provide these end-to-end services to e-commerce buyers. So they just take over all the challenges of managing your supply chain. All you need to do is share your forecasts and share your orders with them, provide them the information, and they take care of the rest. But obviously, it comes with a cost, and the more your volume, the better it is when it comes to the per unit economy. Now, the second option is that you manage supply chain with drop shipping. Now, we discussed drop shipping when we were discussing the different e-commerce business models. Now, in drop shipping, all you do is maintain a digital storefront where you list products from different manufacturers or distributors on your digital store. You collect orders and payments and you pass on the orders to the manufacturer or distributor for them to fulfill the order to the customer. So in this case, you don't have to care about inventory. You don't have to care about logistics or shipping to the customer. Dropshipping has changed the dimension of the e-commerce businesses and has made it easy for anybody to launch a digital storefront without having the infrastructure or arrangement for warehousing and logistics. So there is no requirement to maintain a stock. The stock is maintained by the manufacturer, not by the e-commerce company. Now, this leads to lower and attractive wholesale prices because the manufacturer is selling via multiple digital storefronts, is selling in bulk, has a larger appetite for storing stocks. Hence, they could offer lower and attractive wholesale prices. There is no upfront investment in stock, and hence it is easy to launch and get into an e-commerce business. Also, you get a mega range of products because you don't have to physically buy or lock your capital. You could just get catalogs and product information and list them on your store, and you only pay when you get an order from the customer. Hence, you devote almost negligible time in managing inventory and delivery. The third option is the marketplace supply chain strategy, something which is similar to Amazon or Flipkart, where your business is just a marketplace that allows a portal where sellers register, list their products, buyers come on the portal, browse product, buy products, and the sellers fulfill the products, paying a certain markup value or commission to the marketplace. That's your business. So in this business model, inventory is managed by the supplier, brand owner at their warehouse. They manage the delivery. The marketplace is not involved. So the company collects orders from multiple customers, consolidates it, and places the order either to one supplier or multiple suppliers, depending upon the selection of products and categories. So these are three different supply chain models for the e-commerce industry. Now, what is the advantage of having a marketplace supply chain strategy? Now, the advantage is that e-commerce supply chain, the company can buy in bulk and take the benefit of bulk pricing. The order is executed by the vendor as per the supply deadline understanding. So you have different terms that you sign up with sellers, and you also let sellers compete for premium positions on product listings. For example, you may have seen sponsored listings browsing products on Amazon or Flipkart. So sellers, in order to outrank competition and each other, they are willing to pay a premium to be listed on top of the product listings. So that's additional revenue for the marketplaces without having to worry about storage and inventory. So marketplace is another model. However, in that, you start competing with larger players. So you have to evaluate the pros and cons of which model is better for your e-commerce venture. And that brings us to supply chain metrics. How do you evaluate the effectiveness of your supply chain and inventory management strategies? The first obviously has to be on-time delivery, because that is directly linked to the customer experience. And on-time delivery doesn't just mean delivering on time, it also delivering in the right condition and delivering the right product. You may have heard of situations or complaints where you order product A, but what is delivered is product B. That's not called on-time delivery. On-time delivery is the right product in the right condition at the promised delivery time. So on-time delivery means that customers get what they wanted when they want it. So to track on-time delivery, you need to keep track of your promised ship date and your actual date. So if you shipped 100 orders in a month and you shipped one of them one day late, your on-time delivery for that month was 99%. So out of 100, only one was late, so your on-time delivery was 99%. Then comes inventory accuracy. So that's the second metric for evaluating your supply chain management effectiveness. So when you have 100% inventory accuracy, you can be assured that when you start to pack up a customer's order, that you actually have the product your customer wanted. In case if your accuracy is, let's say, 90%, you know that out of every 100 orders, 10 orders, you won't have the products in stock. So there was some miscommunication or break of information flow, that inventory was not updated real time and hence was not updated on the website, and orders were accepted for products that are not in stock. Then is cycle counting. Now your cycle count schedule or policy should include how regular your schedule and which parts you will count and the parts that should rotate. So it's inventory cycles. How frequently is your inventory recycled? And you need to fix schedules for that, because here you'll also have to schedule or recycle products that are not sold, which are dead stock for you. So how frequently you need to do your inventory cycle counting, you need to fix a schedule and policy for that. Now let's look at cost of goods sold metric. Now at least once every month or once every quarter, you need to pull out your supplier invoices and other invoices that make up your total cost of goods sold. So do the math. Now does that product still cost you rupees 100 to make? Now your cost of goods metric should be 100% accurate. It's the way to keep track of your costs. If your rupees 100 cost starts to creep higher, you need to understand why and work to get them lower, because eventually, to make your business profitable, you need to ensure that your selling price is able to cover your cost of goods sold, your overheads, and the estimated or expected profit margin. So if your cost of goods starts to creep higher, or if your overheads start to creep higher, you need to investigate that what's going wrong. Otherwise, in the business planning, the profitability forecast which you may have done may fall flat, and investors and stakeholders will come back to question you. So it's good that you do this exercise to calculate the cost of goods sold once every month or once every quarter. Now, how do you leverage information technology for supply chain management? Now, technology can help to simplify your supply chain management, which will enable your business to operate more efficiently, give you more visibility and control over your inventory. Now, when you maintain a large inventory, now you're not talking about a small e-commerce website which is being run from your house, where you only have maybe 20 or 30 or 40 units, which can be calculated manually or maybe calculated using a single spreadsheet, or maybe a register. You're talking about multiple products, products having subcategories, and subcategories having different variants. So all this has to be maintained in a database, and that's where you need technology. Technology to one, or integrate your front end with the back end, where your inventory status gets updated on the product listings on your website. So suppose if you have 5 units left at a particular time, and in the next 2 minutes, 2 customers place orders, any customer coming after 2 minutes should only see 3 products left in stock. So it has to be updated regularly. So information flow from inventory to your back end to front end has to be real time. And that's how you leverage technology. Also, your entire data, which is recorded digitally, needs to be analyzed to calculate all the relevant metrics we discussed to understand what's going wrong and where do you need to make improvements to ensure you maintain a balance between your inventory levels and the promised delivery timelines to your customers. So the big opportunity in leveraging IT is because of analytics. Now, if you maintain data digitally, you can get insights from your data. You can get your, for example, inventory stock, not only overall level, but category level, subcategory level, variant level. You can calculate the lead time cost, the lead time demand, again, at category levels for every supplier, for every vendor. You can calculate the average time it takes to get a product, ship a product. That lets you calculate the acceptable inventory. So multiple insights you can get if you are maintaining data digitally, not on manual registers or even spreadsheets. That makes it difficult, especially to analyze real time. Then you have Intelligent of Things, IoT. So you have internet connected devices in your warehouses that keep updating information regularly. So even your physical racks, for example, are connected to the internet that display count of items or weight of items being stored. That's linked to your server or your inventory dashboard. So everything is connected. So less manual intervention, less manual data entry. That's again Intelligent Things. Then you have conversational systems that interact amongst each other for real-time data updation. You have robotic process automation. So right from a customer placing an order, the entire process of updating information and adding or subtracting the inventory happens automatically based on macros. And then you have blockchain and other technologies to facilitate data storage and information flow. So IT is evolving. What was not possible 5 years ago is possible now. And in another couple of years, another 5 years, we will see most advancements. So in order to compete and maintain the right level of stock and ensuring that the customer gets what he or she orders at the time they want it, every business needs to leverage information technology and multiple analytics options available. So the most difficult phase of the business is the startup stage. To start up operations, set up office space, building the team, and managing the entire sales process comes next, where you have to look at managing inventory, managing logistics, managing supply chain. And what you plan or decide as a strategy in the startup stage is going to define the strategy or the operational plan that you choose for managing your supply chain and inventory as well. So whether at the strategy stage or business planning stage, you opt for drop shipping, you opt for private labeling, or you opt for manufacturing, that's going to define the strategies or the steps that you need to take for managing supply chain and inventory for your business. And as said earlier, the balance that you can maintain between inventory, the cost of inventory, the volume of inventory, and being able to meet the time delivery demand of the customers is going to be the key to grow your business and keep customers coming back to buy more and more. That's it for the supply chain management for e-commerce businesses. Thank you.